1420 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King at the Kennedy Space Center. After two weather delays, SpaceX Crew 8 is on its way to the International Space Station.
Endeavor ascends, a beacon of human ambition.
SpaceX's eighth operational station flight for NASA is off to a good start, even if it is slightly behind schedule.
We send our regards to Crew 7 and make sure to remind them you just wanted to be fashionably late.
Dragon Commander Matthew Dominic.
Oh my goodness, what an incredible ride to orbit.
Dominic and his three crewmates are due to dock at the station early Tuesday for a six-month stay. I'm Peter King at the Kennedy Space Center, now with more CBS News. Here's Matt Piper.
Well, back on Earth, drivers in California's Sierra Nevada have been dealing with whiteout conditions. CBS News Sacramento reporter Ashley Sharp describes the drive on Highway 50.
We're on Highway 50, kind of just outside of South Lake Tahoe, headed towards the Myers area. The vehicles in front of us with their flashers on, everyone really trying their best to take it slow. You know, kind of a bottleneck. Folks are trying to drive and are slamming on their brakes, and we've already seen a few people spun out.
Nikki Haley becomes the first woman to win a Republican presidential primary. She'll pick up 19 delegates after a victory in Washington, D.C. She and former President Donald Trump have been hammering President Biden on the issue of immigration. It's also pitted the federal government against the state of Texas and its governor, Greg Abbott. Correspondent Cecilia Vega on CBS's 60 Minutes.
Do you really, truly believe that invasion is the right word to be using here?
Invasion is the word that's used in the United States Constitution. Invasion or imminent danger. I use them both. And we are in imminent danger because of what the drug cartels do every single day.
So far, the governor has committed more than $11 billion to Operation Lone Star. Over the last 3 years, the percentage of people entering Texas illegally has dropped while rising in other border states.
Thousands of people, including the vice president, walked across the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama today. They recreated the infamous Civil Rights March from Selma to the state capitol in Montgomery that became known as Bloody Sunday. Police used clubs and tear gas to beat back civil rights protesters on March 7th, 1965. Trader Joe's is recalling its signature steamed chicken soup dumplings, 61,000 pounds of them. Officials say they may be contaminated with foreign materials, specifically hard plastic from a permanent marker pen. They have best by dates of March 7th, 2025. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers vetoed a major portion of over $2 billion in tax cuts from Republicans on Friday. The vetoed bills would have given tax breaks to people earning up to $150,000 a year, exempted some of retirees' income, and expanded tax credits for married tax filers. Evers said that the bills would have threatened the state's long-term fiscal health had they become law. Republicans blasted Evers for the veto, saying the tax cuts would have helped middle-class families and seniors. Some changes may be coming to Wisconsin's Office of School Safety if it doesn't get more money. Attorney General Josh Call is asking lawmakers for more money for the office's 24/7 tip line. Federal money is keeping it open for the rest of the year. Call's plan would use money the state gets from concealed carry permits after that. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
More changes for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, where college players have been undergoing physicals and doing drills, except for USC quarterback Caleb Williams, who is expected to be the first pick by the Bears. Williams says, why share that information with other teams when you're number one overall? Meanwhile, the Milwaukee Journal reports that the Packers have asked the agent of running back Aaron Jones to agree to a restructured contract or possibly face being released in a couple of weeks. Running back A.J. Dillon is not expected to return and will become a free agent. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
Overall, I think our team is in good shape. I think we have a very strong roster, but you know, nothing's set in stone in this league, and we're going to bring in as many guys as we can to be competitive. And I would imagine that our roster will look a lot different than it did last year, like it always does from year to year. And we're excited about that.
As Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are possible. Lows around 33. For Monday, a few showers and a high near 51. And some showers and thunderstorms Monday night with a low near 30. Sunshine, 49 for Tuesday. Wednesday, sunny and 48 and near 50 on Thursday. Right now, it's 49.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Alba. Monday, noon to 2, we'll preview the Super Tuesday primary and more right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, closing arguments in the great public lynching of the black woman who dared take on the great white hope of the Republican Party, Donald Trump, are happening right now in Atlanta, just FYI. It's getting weird. Oh, my. Okay, crazy alert. Donald Trump claimed yesterday that Roe v. Wade allowed women to kill their babies after birth. Where do we get these people? Well, he says, I think they are the radicals because they will kill the baby in 8 months, 9 months. Under Roe v. Wade, they have the right to kill a baby after birth. I mean, literally after birth in some cases. This is so weird. And about Joe Biden, he said, Biden endorsed the governor of Virginia who not only executed a baby, late-term abortion, but executed a baby because the baby can be born and then you can kill the baby. Ralph Northam, the former governor of Virginia, who is a physician, and I believe he might have been an ob-gyn, had in some rambling conversation about birth defects and things, talked about, you know, some children die immediately after birth, or sometimes you even have to help them with that because they are so deformed, they can't breathe, they can't live, they're in excruciating pain. But that has nothing to do with this, and that it's just bizarre. I did want to tell you about Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden yesterday, and I mentioned that he was there, but you know, we didn't have the transcripts at the time. Now we've got the transcripts. Hunter Biden showed up at the House Oversight Committee, chaired by James Comer Pyle Comer. And Swalwell, Eric Swalwell, Congressman Swalwell, was trying to get them to commit to publish the transcripts. And Comer said, yes, I'll do it. We'll publish them tomorrow. And Swalwell said, in English or Russian? It's great. So here are some of Hunter Biden's responses, right? He said, if you want to question my business, if you want to question the business that I do, we can talk about my business. But what does it have to do with an impeachment inquiry? Good question. So Matt Gaetz says, so it sounds like your finances were pretty interwoven, which, of course, is a lie. The finances of Hunter Biden and his father were completely separate. So Hunter's lawyer, Abby Lowell, said, will the records show that we're all laughing? Hunter said, I mean, are you kidding me? And Gaetz said, so do you? Hunter said, I'm sorry, Mr. Gaetz. I'll take you seriously, but it's hard to do. And then Abby Lowell, Hunter's lawyer, says, well, why would you do that? Why would you take him seriously? And Hunter says, I will. I'll take you seriously, but it's hard to do. And then, you know, again, the Republicans start asking about, you know, have you ever gotten money from a foreign government? And he says, unlike Jared Kushner, I've never received money from a foreign government. And then they asked him again, you know, how much money did you make from a foreign government? And he says, you know all these things, but you look at one text message out of context. And when I say, hey, my dad's going to be coming, is going to be in town. He's also visiting my daughter. I'm going to have lunch. Maybe we'll all get together and see each other because it's also with my uncle. I'd love to meet my new partner. I'd love him to meet my new partner. You say there's something wrong with that? I mean, really? He's out of office. And the questioner of the Republican says, I mean, I think it raises questions. And Hunter said, no, he's out of office. You're saying he can't do that. So when you, when Jared Kushner flies to Saudi Arabia, picks up $2 billion, comes back, puts it in his pocket, okay, and he's running for president of the United States, you guys have any problem with that? Crickets from the Republicans. So then, and Harriet Hagman, she's the bug-eyed clown fart who replaced Liz Cheney, according to this report. When she accused him of working for foreign countries, he said he hadn't, and she said, okay, to which he replied, no, 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 not okay. I never worked for another country. I am not Jared Kushner. I never got money from a country. Not one foreign government ever gave me money, guys. None. Zero. Not one. And then Matt Gaetz, this is hysterical. Matt Gaetz says, were you on drugs when you were on the Burisma board? And Hunter says, Mr. Gaetz, look me in the eye. You really think that's an appropriate question for you to ask me? Gaetz says, absolutely. Hunter says, of all the people sitting around this table, do you think it's appropriate for you to ask me about using drugs? Matt Gaetz, of course, is under investigation for giving drugs to underage girls and paying for sex with them and all kinds of weird stuff. So anyhow, that's the Jared Kushner story. The final piece I want to share with you, and then I'll pick up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend, is there a magic formula that slows down aging? I published this over at wisdomschool.com. I've become, perhaps as I'm aging, I don't know, but I've become fascinated by this life hacking, longevity hacking. I mean, it's kind of a subculture right now in America. There's websites devoted to it. There are, online docs devoted to it. There are books. You go on, go on to one of your favorite online books sources, and you'll find literally dozens of books with titles like, you know, Live to be 100 or Live Forever or How to Stay Healthy and Young. And I've been taking supplements since I was 20 years old. I had a part-time job. Well, actually, it was a full-time job for about 6 months. I was the manager of the GNC store in the Okemos Mall, the Meridian Mall in Okemos, Michigan. And that was back when GNC was into, herbs and vitamins. And I got really into it. I was fascinated by it. I still take, about 20 pills a day. I take, a bunch of different supplements. And someday we'll talk about that. But for right now, I wanted to talk about mTOR, the mechanistic target of rapamycin. If there's a magic substance or strategy that could slow down aging, people would want to know about it, right? And it turns out that there is. And there's two sides to this. There's actually a drug that slows down aging, although right now it's very experimental. But the way that that drug works, it works by altering a metabolic pathway called mTOR, this mTOR metabolic pathway. And when mTOR is running really fast, you age really rapidly. Now, that's a good thing from birth to around age 30. Because you do want to, it's called maturing, right? Aging, maturing. But by the time you're 30, you've reached your full maturity, but the mTOR pathway continues at full speed, which speeds up the rate at which you age between 30 and 100. So there's this drug called rapamycin that they discovered back in 1975. In fact, it was first written about in the Journal of Antibiotics, volume 28, number 10. It was titled Rapamycin, a New Fungal Antibiotic. It's an antibiotic. They found it in the soil of Easter Island, and the indigenous name of Eastern Island is Rapa Nui, so they called it rapamycin. And what it does is it blocks the mTOR enzyme. So it slows down that mTOR metabolic pathway, so it slows down aging. And this has been demonstrated in mice, it's been demonstrated in rats, it's been demonstrated in monkeys, it's been demonstrated in they started with worms. And there's thousands of Americans right now who are on rapamycin as part of clinical trials. And you can sign up for some of these clinical trials at various websites. But it's still very experimental. So the question is, if you don't want to take an experimental drug, it also suppresses the immune system slightly, so there's some danger to it. If you don't want to take an experimental drug, but you do want to downregulate the mTOR pathway so that you slow down your own aging, is there a way to do that? Well, it turns out that there is. And we've known about one dimension of this for decades, probably over a century. And that is that people who experience periodic calorie deprivation, like starvation, tend to live longer. And nobody knew why until they discovered this mTOR pathway in the 1980s. And what happens is when you eat less food, when you starve yourself, the body, in order to conserve, you know, everything, slows down your metabolic rate. It's, and it does it by downregulating the mTOR enzymatic pathway. And this also, by the way, helps prevent you from getting cancer. Cancer is like super rapid growth, right? So, you know, we've not, but does that mean you have to starve yourself in order to do this? I mean, you know, these stories of people who like survived the Nazi death camps and then lived to be 100. It turns out that the other big thing that happens when you take rapamycin or when you starve yourself is that senescent cells, cells that are still alive, but they're no longer doing their job. They're just kind of hanging around your body, sucking up energy. This is one of the hallmarks of aging, that when you downregulate mTOR, the body starts eating these senescent cells and replacing them with brand new living cells. So you're actually, you know, getting younger in a way, arguably. So they started out knowing that starvation does this, or even periodic fasting does this. You just don't eat for a day every week. It will do the essentially the same thing as taking rapamycin one day a week. But most people can't handle not eating for a whole day, right? You know, full 24 hours or even 2 days would be even better. So then you've got like the 5-2 diets, you know, where you for 2 days a week you only eat 500 calories because you don't start triggering the mTOR pathway to turn on until after 500 calories. But you don't even have to do that. It turns out that it's not caloric restriction. It's actually protein restriction. And this is where it gets really fascinating. This is from the journal Aging Cell. And they report caloric restriction protects against cancer and slows aging. Then it goes on, our data provide evidence that protein intake is the key determinant of circulating IGF-1 levels. By the way, that which is what has to do with type 2 diabetes. This also helps prevent type 2 diabetes, another compound that is associated with aging and metabolic diseases. So it turns out it's not restricting calories, it's restricting protein. Well, proteins are made up of amino acids. So then they started doing a deeper dive and said, is it one of these amino acids that is stimulating the mTOR pathway? And it turns out it is. This is Trends in Cell Biology published this article, and it says withdrawal of the amino acid leucine, L-E-U-C-I-N-E, leucine has been shown to be nearly as effective in downregulating mTOR1 signaling as withdrawal of all amino acids. So, whoa, okay, get rid of leucine. So what foods have leucine in them? Well, here you go. It's animal products. Animal products are rich in leucine. This is a quote from one of these studies. Just 100 grams, 3.5 ounces of Gouda cheese contains 2,400 milligrams of leucine, whereas hitting the same leucine level with vegetables would require eating over 9 pounds of cabbage or 100 apples. These calculations exemplify the extreme differences in leucine amounts provided by animal meat or dairy protein based compared to a vegan diet. So the bottom line, you want to downregulate mTOR, you want to live longer, stop eating meat, stop eating dairy products, stop eating eggs. It's that simple. Or cut them down dramatically. But if you can go several days at a time without it, I eat fish one day every 2 weeks, roughly, more or less. And that's it. That's my protein intake. I don't eat, I try to avoid eggs. I mean, sometimes they're in foods, but, and I don't eat any kind of cheese other than goat's milk, feta cheese, and, you know, and the vegan cheeses. And I'm feeling great. So I thought you'd find that interesting. It's over at wisdomschool.com.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Complete with links to all the scientific studies and everything else. It's, like I said, wisdomschool.com. And I'm going to be writing more about longevity over there and about the supplements I take and everything else. I think you'll find it fascinating.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio. News talk and sports. 97.5 FM. And WFHR Radio. AM.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she actually, she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and
Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. And welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, how are you? What's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how you doing? Did you notice that, you know, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz claimed that Britain and France have special forces in Ukraine to help the Ukrainians with intelligence gathering and target acquisition, etc.? You know, it truly presents an interesting problem. If the Russians happen to kill or wound any of those troops, would that trigger Article 5 of the NATO Treaty?
I don't think it would. I think you have to actually invade the country, but I'm no scholar on NATO. I'm sorry.
Right, since Ukraine isn't a NATO country,
right.
I'm not as, you know, international lawyer or anything like that, but yeah, that's what I was thinking. It wouldn't trigger, but you know, it might have been better if Olaf had kept his mouth shut.
Oh, yeah. Well, he also canceled German supplies going to Ukraine, you know, the long-range missiles. He just did that 3 days ago.
Yeah, those
And his predecessor, and I'm forgetting which one of the German chancellors it was, but one of his predecessors took $1 million a year job from Gazprom, from the Russian oil company, or maybe it was Lukoil.
Yeah, Gerhard Schroeder, right.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a big scandal.
He's pro-Putin, all right.
I know, and I think Scholz has been compromised, too, and I'm astonished that, you know, there's not more German pushback. Did you see what's happened in Transnistria?
Yeah, the Russians have about a couple of thousand peacekeepers there, and they want to annex that portion of
the government of Transnistria is this little strip of land that's in the middle of Moldova,
right,
which is right on the border of Ukraine, between Ukraine and Poland, if I'm remembering correctly. Correct me if I'm wrong, George.
Right.
And Transnistria has been occupied by the Russians for decades, apparently. But a couple of days ago, the official government of Transnistria, and I'm sure I'm mispronouncing the name of the country, sent a message to Putin saying, we would like you to send more troops to secure our borders with Moldova. And so now there's this suspicion that Moldova is going to be next, which is not part of NATO. And, you know, it's like, and then after he takes Moldova, of course, you know, it's on to Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia.
In Putin's sights.
Yep. It's a grim situation, a grim situation. Well, George, nice to hear from you. Thank you very much for the call.
Good work, Tom, and enjoy your show.
Thank you, and have a great weekend, George. Dan in Naperville, Illinois. Hey, Dan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, always love the show. Thanks.
Thank you.
First caller here, first-time caller.
Thank you.
Hey, quick question. Everyone's calling for Jack Smith to indict all the other co-conspirators, but if he does that expose anyone who may have flipped in the Donald Trump other trial?
That's a good question. As far as I know, none of the five people that we know of have flipped. It's possible,
no, but I mean,
number six.
Anyone that's sitting back thinking they're going to be indicted,
right,
and would potentially be a witness, if he indicts them, does that expose the deal that he's made for that?
I don't know, but it would be an incentive for them to flip at that point. I mean, that would be a strong incentive to flip, don't you think?
Yeah, okay.
I mean, that's how it often works out. Whooped! I'm sorry. I put my finger on the button getting ready to drop you off the air after we hit the break, and it did it all by itself. My apologies. It was your first call, too. So, I what was this guy's name? Dan. My apologies, Dan. We'll be back on the other side of the break with your calls. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's Talk Media for the rest of us. I'll be right back with your calls.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Clover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1420 AM.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you're making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call
call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief, just before 11 p.m. Eastern Time.
3, 2, 1, ignition, engines full power, and liftoff.
A SpaceX rocket launches 3 astronauts and a cosmonaut to the International Space Station. Our Peter King watched from the Kennedy Space Center.
Just a brilliant orange-yellow flame lighting up the sky. A beautiful clear night, which means we should be able to see this for quite some time. There it goes straight up into the black sky like an artificial sunrise.
They are in orbit now and expected to dock on Tuesday. The latest round of severe storms have buried parts of the Sierra Nevada in up to 7 feet of snow. Correspondent Carter Evans is in Truckee and says it's not over.
Once this blizzard moves through, there is yet another storm moving in, but it's not going to be nearly as bad as the last one. Although when it's all over, it could deliver another foot of snow to some areas.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wickihout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's congressional maps will stay as they are for this November's election. The state Supreme Court declined to reconsider the congressional boundaries Friday. Liberal law firm Elias Law Group filed the challenge with the court after they ruled Wisconsin's legislative maps unconstitutional last year. The court's newest liberal judge, Justice Janet Protasiewicz, did not vote either way in the decision, saying she was not on the court when the underlying case was decided. Vice President Kamala Harris will talk about the economy and apprenticeships when she visits Wisconsin next week. Her visit to Madison will be her second trip to Wisconsin this year and the sixth time since taking office. Observers expect Wisconsin will be one of just a few states to tip November's presidential election. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently
has... With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are possible. Lows around 33. For Monday, a few showers and a high near 51. And some showers and thunderstorms Monday night with a low near 30. Sunshine, 49 for Tuesday. Wednesday, sunny and 48 and near 50 on Thursday. Currently, 46 degrees.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Allbus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who've left five-star reviews on their website, like this one from Hallie. honestly the best sheets we ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everybody deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose, from bamboo, making them temperature regulating, so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Just go to CozyEarth.com and enter my code, my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at checkout, and you'll save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's 35% off. All you have to do is use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at CozyEarth.com. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Mark in Chicago. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
How you doing? Boy, so much is on my mind, but with these crazy people, I don't know what to call them these days. But the other day I was listening to you, and you were talking about Christianity and how people, for a better word, corrupting what Christianity is all about. And you had said that you felt somewhat, even calling yourself a Christian. And I thought, I feel awkward calling ourselves a Christian, because we are saying that we do the precepts and the principles of Christ. And I don't think we should feel awkward about that at all. The people who are awkward are the people who are supporting fascism like Donald Trump and that. Themselves Christians. They're not Christians at all, because nothing that they do look like
the teachings of Christ. Yeah, your phone is breaking up pretty badly, Mark, but I get it. And I, you know, on the one hand, I would love to take Christianity back. I take the word back. And if I wasn't doing a talk radio show, I might revert back to my days as a preacher and try to do it. But on the other hand, these people have really sullied the reputation of what has the potential to be a great religion, don't you think?
Well, I don't think that they have sullied the reputation of the religion. I think what they have sullied is their own reputations, because I don't think they can diminish Christ and his principles. They just diminish themselves. And those of us who commit to that faith and pursue those principles should never allow for those people who are trying to bastardize his principles, yeah. Period. We shouldn't do it. We should stand on the principles that we know are good. We should stand up for those.
Yeah, I agree. Mark, well said. Well, you gave me something to think about here. Let me ponder this for a little bit. Mark, thank you so much. That was very thoughtful. Catherine in Farmington, Michigan. Hey, Catherine, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for my call, and thanks for all the work that you're doing.
Sure.
Today I just want to talk about the information war that's going on, the psychological war that's going on in the world right now, but especially in our country. And the way that we speak about things and the language that we use has become so important, so as not to fall into the trap of using the same words or verbiage that, you know, the propagandists are using, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so in saying that, the other day somebody called and was talking about a film that was shown to some journalists and some other celebrities about the terrorist attack on Israel on October 7th.
Right.
And you just kind of brushed it off and said that it was, propaganda.
Well, no, I said that I hadn't seen it, so I couldn't comment on it.
Right, but you did use the word propaganda. Well, you kind of brushed it off, and you can go back and look at it if you don't believe me. But
no,
you did say that, which is why I'm calling today.
Okay.
Yeah, it's why I'm calling today, because when you call something like that propaganda, and there's a bunch of propaganda coming from the Hamas terrorist group, and there's a lot of young people are on TikTok, and they're just seeing. Because of the algorithms, right, they're seeing a lot of these, war scenes, which are horrible, right? This is war. And in war, horrible things happen, including civilians and children dying, right? Hamas planned that, you know, when they planned their terrorist attack. But what I don't hear people talking about as much is the fact that there's still hostages and there's still a lot of Jewish people really suffering right now with anti-Semitism going up, including, you know, people, you know, Nazi groups walking through the streets of Nashville just last weekend and so forth. You know, so the anti-Semitism is at really an all-time high since I remember, and I'm in my 60s. And so the Jewish community is, you know, going through a lot of trauma right now.
Yep.
And when we speak about, you know, this issue, I think it's important to stay sensitive to the fact that there are still hostages. There's still people who are survivors of October 7th who are traumatized and are still traumatized. And that the, you know, they're, you know, I know when President Biden speaks about this issue, he also speaks about the hostages.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't hear that at large. And my son was talking to a young woman in her 20s the other day, and she didn't understand what was going on in Israel and Gaza. And he mentioned October 7th, and she didn't know what happened on October 7th.
Mm.
So this is somebody in her 20s that didn't even know what happened on October 7th. And I think it's because the way that the message has been coming across, it's basically just kind of ignoring the fact of how this war started and the you know, the horrible, you know, rapes and mutilations and things that and killings even of children, you know, when Hamas attacked Israel. You know, I hear you talk about it a lot when you talk about Ukraine, but I don't hear you ever really saying anything about that part of it that happened, you know, in Israel on October 7th.
Okay. In the weeks, you know, immediately after October 7th, I was all over that, as you may recall.
I know you were. And then you kind of switched.
I wrote a very strong op-ed about it. And in fact, two of them. And, you know, Biden went over there and said, you know, this is your 9/11, right? This is your trauma, Israel. He said this to Netanyahu. And do not make the mistake that George W. Bush made of, you know, wholesale slaughter in response to it. You know, and I don't know the details of what he said beyond that, but I would, what I've been saying from the get-go is that if Netanyahu was actually interested in doing something about Hamas and preventing an entire new generation of Palestinians who hate Israelis and are dedicated to the same principles that Hamas is, then he should pull together an international coalition. He should take his time. He should go, he should, you know, very slowly, carefully, you know, secure Gaza and then step by step find Hamas and take them out. It's what Israel did after the slaughter in Munich back in the 70s or 80s. It took them 2 years to find all those people, but they found them. They tracked down every single last one of them and either killed them or put them in prison. And that's what Netanyahu should have done.
Probably.
But instead, he did exactly what George Bush did. And George Bush did that. And he had told Mickey Herskowitz, you know, his biographer in 1999, that if he became president, he was going to have a war with Iraq because that would help him get reelected in 2004. Everybody understands
right,
during
and
wartime.
I'm not really talking about Netanyahu because I know Netanyahu.
And Netanyahu is committing war crimes right now,
Netanyahu
Catherine.
Netanyahu needs to go. I agree with you. I'm just saying that there's also a lot of trauma going on in the Jewish community.
I acknowledge that.
And there is a, you know, an expert on terrorism and intelligence, Malcolm Nance.
Yeah, I know Malcolm.
And when he speaks about this, he speaks, you know, about, and he maybe you should have him on again because he's had 40 years experience in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
And when he speaks about this, he speaks with a lot of knowledge. And what he's saying right now is that this is the first time a war has been broadcast on TikTok, right?
Yeah.
This is the first, you know, and there's all these protests. And my fear is that there is a lot of people who are going to be, it's going to weaken support for Biden because
it already is. It already is. It's doing great harm to Biden. And I think, frankly, Netanyahu is very pleased with that. And I think he's going to continue doing that because he hates
Biden. Friends with Trump and Kushner.
Exactly.
Right? He's buddies with Kushner. So, of course, he wants Trump to win. So that's the thing is when you see these protesters holding signs saying, calling Joe, genocide Joe, this is not good. We need to somehow, we need to somehow get people to understand that this is a complex and nuanced situation. It can't be simplified with, you know, one word or another.
Yeah,
you
know, I agree. And that's why up until today I had avoided using the word genocide. But what happened on October 7th does not justify the slaughter of 30,000 civilians, including at least 10,000 children. There's no justification for that, Catherine. None. Well, I got to run. Thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be in about 10 seconds. We'll be right back with more of your calls and Anything Goes Friday.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Clover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM, locally grown radio, 1320 AM.
February is Heart Health Month, and I encourage you and those you care about to take steps to improve your heart health. More than half the population would still benefit from blood pressure support. Superbeats Heart Chews are the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to support healthy blood pressure, and they even promote heart-healthy energy without the stimulants. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews and counting, people are raving about Superbeats Heart Chews. I want to be healthy. I've been using Superbeats Heart Chews for years. I take them every night. So support your heart health with Superbeats Heart Chews. You get a free one-month supply of Superbeats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeats.com. Yep, T-H-O-M, loves, B-E-E-T-S.com. Get this exclusive offer only at TomLovesBeats.com.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Yours now.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. 49 minutes before the hour, or after the hour, excuse me, and picking up your calls here, Martin in Bloomington, Indiana. Hey, Martin, thanks for listening to us on SiriusXM. What's on your mind today? Martin in Bloomington, Indiana?
Hey, Tom, first-time caller.
Oh, great. Yeah, thank you.
Hi, Tom. I'm sorry. I had it on mute. First-time caller. I wanted to let you know that I retired as a federal employee from a military branch that I worked for 10 years in support of looking at counterfeit semiconductors coming from China, Korea, and Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
So, which accounts for about 84% of all our semiconductors in the world that are sold.
Really? 84% are counterfeit?
In my opinion. No, 84% of the sales around the world are coming from those three countries.
Okay.
China, though, has been, we've been investigating China and some of their companies and U.S. companies that have been putting counterfeit parts into the DoD supply system.
Uh-oh.
And also in the commercial supply system. A lot of these parts are ubiquitous, and you can't even detect them by looking at them because they'll have like an Intel name or a Motorola name on it, right, and that type of thing.
You're talking chips,
we
capacitors,
resistors. We did a study for Congress. Yes, and also FPGAs, which are the most counterfeited because they allow for to reprogram the code in them.
Right.
And what we did was in 2015, we did a scientific study where we destructively tested some of these e-wasted parts that DOD threw away from depots. And we found that about 14% of those were counterfeit. Now, that was back in 2015.
Hang on just a second, Mark. What is DOD doing buying parts from China to begin with?
Well, see, what happens is in the way the DOD supply chain works, when a weapon system is put out there, it usually comes from the original equipment manufacturer who manufactures those parts.
Right.
But as new weapon systems go out, we retain a lot of the legacy systems that have been around for years that are still used. And at that point, the people that order these parts have to go through brokers because the OEMs may not have those parts anymore.
And the brokers are bringing in the foreign pieces.
Chips.
You know, we need to start enforcing the Buy America Act brokers that was passed by Franklin Roosevelt back in the day. I mean, Reagan started the whole waiver process on the Buy American Act, which is how we basically lost American manufacturing. 20% of our entire GDP is government spending. And go ahead.
Exactly. What happened was we used to fab these parts with fab centers in the United States, but we sold them off to foreign investors.
Yep.
Because there wasn't enough commercial profit to go ahead and use them for the serve the military and whatever.
Right.
So now they're coming from like places like China.
Yep.
So my point is, and I think I used to work with someone from NSA, we believe that China has weaponized the DoD supply chain system and also the commercial supply chain system.
Have they weaponized it to insert spyware, or they've weaponized it so that they can cut us off during time of war?
Both.
Wow.
Because we found, for instance, we were doing some work for a DOD customer, and we found they were looking for a specific field programmable gate array, FPGA.
Mm-hmm.
And we found that on the market, there were 50,000 of them available through, brokers and Google and places like that. But out of those 50,000, 49,950 were fake, were counterfeit. So there were only 50 genuine ones available out there.
Wow.
And those chips are going into destroyers, missiles, jammers, all sorts of different DOD weapon systems.
You should write about this, Mark. It sounds like a major scandal. Has anybody done a...
It is. And I've been trying to get people's attention on this, and no one wants to listen.
Wow. Wow.
We actually worked with Tom. We worked and collaborated with Air Force OSI, the Navy NCIS, with Defense Criminal Investigative Services.
You know, you're in Indiana, Martin. I'm guessing that you have a Republican member of Congress representing you.
Absolutely. Yes,
so why not reach out to them? I mean, the Republicans they love the military-industrial complex. They should be concerned about the integrity of its supply chain.
I don't know if they've gotten the word. I mean, right now, they're really big on
trying to if you send them a letter.
Develop fab centers in Indiana.
I mean, tell them about it. Tell them, become a whistleblower. Tell them about it. Reach out to your congressman.
I will. I'm scared to death because my concern is they can just, like you said earlier, they can just shut down the supply chain if we go to war.
Right.
And we don't have indefinite stocks like we used to. So we have to do it through.
No, everything is just-in-time delivery.
Practice.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I totally get it. I totally understand. Martin, I got to move along, but, good luck on this. And, if you have any success in reaching out to people, feel free to call back here and keep us up to date. And if there's anything we can do to help, let me know, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks a lot, Martin.
Thank you, Tom. Help spread the word.
Will do. Well, I think we just did. You just shared it with a whole lot of people. Jason in Sinsbury, Connecticut. Hey, Jason, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Before I get to my point, just want to give you a heads up in case you didn't see it. John Oliver opened his show last weekend with a rant on the Comstock Act that was verbatim exactly what you've laid out to us many times before.
Oh, really?
My wife was
good on him.
My wife was stunned that I knew everything ahead of what he was saying.
Yeah.
So really, really appreciate you educating us on that. My point being is today on the Alabama IVF Supreme Court ruling.
Right.
And it's not all that encompassing or thought-provoking, but everything that I've read says a patient dropped the tray of the embryos that were destroyed.
Right.
How in the world does a patient have access to that?
I was wondering that same
facility?
Thing.
It's absurd.
Yeah.
And it started this whole ball of just disaster that the right wing's going to run with and then walk themselves on a tightrope trying to figure out whether they're for it or against it.
Yeah.
All because somebody had access to other people's medical stuff. And the dumbass dropped it on the floor.
Well, the one thing that I've read a couple of stories about this, Jason, and the one thing that I have not seen is that the patient was not the couple who owned the eggs. I mean,
right.
The conclusion I came to was that probably it was the couple who owned the eggs who had destroyed their own eggs unintentionally. But maybe I could be completely wrong.
I think I've read that he got freezer burned by putting his hand inside the dry ice machine that keeps it at a certain temperature, and that caused him to drop it. But it wasn't his. It was somebody else's. And I understand it's Alabama, but come on.
I understand that. That's the best line I've heard all day. Jason, thank you very much. Oh, I shouldn't laugh about Alabama. I really shouldn't. Norma will be upset with me. Jason, thank you for your call. Wow. All righty. We'll be back on the other side of the break here. Russia is weaponizing refugees. Are they doing that to us, too? We'll talk about that on the other side of the break, and I'll be picking up your calls on Anything Goes Weekend. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives, so it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the
major.
Between the Pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.